Investing in your own growth and self-development isn't selfish, it's self-care. This is the Rebranded Podcast, the show where we hear about personal development and career growth. You'll learn what it takes to highlight yourself on your resume and beyond your resume. Remember, it's never too late to rebrand yourself and your career. I'm Tanikia, and this is the Rebranded Podcast. Hi everyone, happy Monday. We're back with another episode of Rebranded. And today we're going to talk about fostering a positive and collaborative work environment. We're diving into the importance of positive collaboration and sharing strategies for promoting teamwork, effective communication, and mutual respect in the workplace. Our first strategy focuses on conflict resolution. We're going to learn how to navigate a challenging conflict situation within a team. When tensions may arise amongst team members during a project, you need to realize the importance of addressing conflicts head on. By encouraging open dialogue and active listening, we can understand each other's perspectives and find mutually beneficial solutions. This will not only resolve the conflict, but also strengthen your team's bond. Next, we will talk about promoting diversity and inclusivity. Diversity of thought and backgrounds can enrich team dynamics and foster innovation. We will talk about championing diversity initiatives in the workplace. For an example, you may be a team leader and you may believe that the power of diversity and inclusion is big. By actively recruiting diverse talent and creating an inclusive environment where everyone feels valued and respected, you will be able to tap into a wide range of perspectives and ideas. This will not only enhance your team's performance, but will also contribute to a positive workplace culture. I believe that doing so will highlight the importance of diversity and inclusivity. Lastly, creating a positive team culture is essential for fostering collaboration and productivity. I'm going to give you an example of someone who prioritizes building a supportive and inclusive team culture. At their company, they place a strong emphasis on cultivating a positive team culture. They do this by celebrating successes together, supporting each other through challenges, and prioritizing open and transparent communication. By fostering a sense of belonging, they've created a work environment where everyone feels motivated to contribute their best. I believe that example does share their approach to building a positive team culture, and you can do the same for your team. There you have it, short and sweet. Three strategies for fostering positive collaboration in the workplace, which were conflict resolution, promoting diversity and inclusivity, and creating a positive team culture. Remember, when teams work together in a harmony manner, they can achieve remarkable results and thrive in any environment. Okay, guys, I hope that provided some insight for you. Have a great week. Continue to explore ways to cultivate positivity and collaboration in the workplace. That's all for today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Rebranded Podcast, as well as our resume page at revision.writing. Need a resume or some other career service? We got you.